Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Howie Mandel says Meghan Markle was slightly duchessy on Deal or No Deal. Fox News reports Mandel joked about the Duchess of Sussex during the recent Television Critics Association press tour. She was slightly duchessy. Deal or No Deal is returning to television and spoke of Meghan's time as a briefcase girl. Executive producer Scott St. John elaborated, "She was not involved in many episodes, but I did remember her. She was a very nice person. I can't say that I saw anything. I actually think all the women on our show are special." Mandel said, "Not everybody will have the opportunity to meet royalty, but these are all accomplished people that have something substantial. They're not just standing there holding a case. They have careers, they have hobbies, they have families, they're entrepreneurial. They're all people. So when somebody like Harry meets somebody who just happened to be on our TV show, there's a lot to offer." Yahoo adds that Markle has spoken out in the past about working on the show and how jarring it was coming straight from a more serious gig abroad. "I would put that in the category of things I was doing while I was auditioning to try to make ends meet. I went from working in the US Embassy in Argentina to ending up on Deal. It's run the gamut," she told Esquire in 2013. "Definitely working on Deal or No Deal was a learning experience, and it helped me to understand what I would rather be doing." News24.com is following Thomas Markle Jr.'s exploits on Big Brother Australia. In a new trailer, Thomas said Meghan walked all over her first husband, US film producer Trevor Engelson, and reckons she'll do the same to the royal. "The guy that she was married to the first time, she just walked all over him and dumped him." When another housemate said that sounded cold-blooded, Thomas nodded before adding, "Harry's on the chopping block next." Meghan married Trevor, who she started dating in 2004, in a beach wedding in September 2011, but they split just 23 months later, citing irreconcilable differences. In his book, Meghan, a Hollywood Princess, Andrew Morton wrote that Meghan's move to Canada to film Suits and subsequent filing for divorce angered Trevor. Morton says Trevor told a friend that he went from cherishing his wife to feeling like a piece of something stuck to the bottom of her shoe. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Does Meghan need to shake off her cold persona? PR expert Kinsey Schofield told The Express, "I think it would enhance Meghan's reputation tremendously for fans to see her engaging as a mum with her children. With royal watchers labeling her cold and calculated, she needs to show the world that maternal and affectionate side of herself. However, this change does not have to come at the expense of her children at all. This can be done without exposing her children's faces too." Meghan was warned about her perceived extravagant spending. Jenny Bond, a former royal correspondent at the BBC, said during a 2019 interview with Yahoo Life that Meghan Markle needs to be careful juggling being an A-list celebrity and a senior royal. "What I think that Meghan has to be careful of is that she's so pretty much A-list celebrity as well as senior royal. I am getting the feeling that the public don't like her terrifically spending huge quantities of money. Being extravagant, massively extravagant, she can afford it, she's a wealthy woman, but it doesn't play very well, so I think she needs to just watch that. I think I'd ask Meghan, suggest to her that she tries not to play any games with the press. Try not to be too celebrity, because that doesn't go down well with the public, and try to ignore the fact that she's getting quite a lot of flack from various directions." But Meghan probably doesn't need to worry about money. Frank PR founder Andrew Block has predicted Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's new brand, Sussex, could one day become the world's richest personal brand. From the Daily Star, Block estimates that the Sussex's combined net worth is about $342 million, as business deals and personal endorsements, which have seen their personal wealth rocket, the Daily Star reports. The Netflix deal is thought to be worth $150 million, and the Spotify deal is said to have an estimated $25 million, or approximately $25 million per episode of the podcast, of which there has been one in 10 months. Block said, "They are really making the most of their newfound status, and their potential to become the world's richest personal brand looks imminently achievable. Them becoming a billion-dollar brand is certainly not out of the question. The sky is limitless." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.